Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We got an email here from Alex.
Hello there, exclamation point. What do you guys think about the four-year degree requirement to attend law school? Should it be removed? Assuming that's possible. Let's be honest, is it really necessary? Or could you just do fine without it and turn out to be a good attorney? In Mexico, for instance, students can start law school right after they graduate from high school, after taking an examination, of course, like the LSAT, except instead of 3 years in law school, it's five. What do you guys think of Mexico's setup? What do you guys think in general of that bachelor's degree requirement in the U.S.? Tell it like it is.
Well, is it strictly necessary in common sense terms? Probably not. There's probably people who are really smart and have a decent education and life experience, work experience, whatever, and a powerful enough command of the English language that they're going to be able to do the reading and writing that's going to be required in law. So is it strictly necessary? I don't probably think so. But it's a powerful proxy for those things. And lawyers are some of our most educated people. I mean, when you like you're going to be working in a community, you're going to be working alongside a lot of other lawyers. They all have not just four-year degrees, but then three-year JDs on top of that and more stuff on top of that sometimes. And I can't imagine that that four-year requirement is ever going to be something that would practically be removed in the United States.
Yeah. As I was reading this, I was thinking about the book, The Price You Pay for College. That's by Ron Lieber. In that book, he talks about colleges and I guess historically the huge lack of research that colleges have conducted on themselves, right? Like colleges are constantly, hiring professors who then go on and study all sorts of interesting phenomena in all sorts of different fields. But one thing they haven't really done a great job of doing is studying themselves and the success rate or exactly what happens to students as they go to school. And one of the things that they did discover when they did start some, university presidents got concerned about this, not many, but some, and said, wait a sec, we're not really doing a great job of assessing our performance. And so then some professors started doing some research and they said, okay, how are we going to decide whether someone is actually learning anything when they come to college and then eventually leave college? And they came up with some test. And it tests skills such as writing and comprehension on some level. It's not like the LSAT, but it's, some sort of test. And I guess they initially discovered that most students don't make very much progress, if any, on that test over their four-year term.
Wow.
I think the point of that, of course, is that once you do start assessing that sort of thing, you can then also then start to make changes to actually see progress. It wasn't that there was zero progress, and it did vary, of course, from school to school. But what struck me about that was, oh dear, like you're spending all this money and surprise, surprise, someone comes back 2 years later, takes this test again, and no actual substantive progress at least has been made according to that test. Now, maybe the test sucks and it doesn't actually test things that are of value, but is undergrad necessary? A lot of people would argue it's just become a means of, what is it? It's like a reputation device, right?
Yep.
It's a status symbol.
Signaling. Yeah.
Signaling. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, and what does it signal? Well, it signals to the law schools that you are capable of jumping through 4 years worth of academic hoops. It signals, your GPA signals partially how well you've learned the material, tests partially probably natural aptitude. I think it's always testing your reading comprehension. Like I've never struggled with tests because I'm a really good reader. I'm a really careful reader.
Mm-hmm.
And so, even in college, I'm skating through a lot of my, you know, I never studied or anything. I was like the world's worst college student. But those tests were like, well, you know, this guy doesn't do, like, he got a C. He doesn't do any work, but he also didn't fail the test. Like, he figured it out. And so it, what, I don't know what it's testing there, but it is testing something, because other people do fail the test. And so it's like, well, you know, you're testing how hard can you work, how much can you study, how smart you are, how good your reading is, how much you can kiss ass to the professors and get them to bump up your grades. Can you commit to a 4-year course of study and actually finish it? Can you manage your life alongside your work? Can you make it through this thing? You know, it's a hoop to jump through.
Notice that all those things are things that might be fixed. Right. It's not that the institution itself actually improved your abilities. They're just affirming those maybe pre-existing abilities.
Yeah, it's a lot of a signaling thing. Well, I mean, and there's no way to test whether you can make it through 4 years of college until you make it through 4 years of college. Right. Like, you just, yeah. I don't care how smart you are, how accomplished you are, how dedicated, driven, whatever. You can say whatever you want to say on your application essay. But ultimately, do you register for classes? Do you complete enough of the requirements of those classes so that the professor gives you a grade that you eventually end up passing your course of study? Can you navigate all that?
Yeah.
And the law schools get to sit back and go, well, we pretty sure that most people are going to be able to navigate higher education because they navigated undergrad. Is it all a waste of time? Maybe. You know, do I think that that 5 years to practicing law is better than our system of 8 years to practicing law? Maybe.
Wait, our system of eight? Isn't our system seven?
Seven. Yeah, seven.
In theory, right?
Well, but seven reality, required. I mean, I did seven.
Seven required. Yeah. But most people, they spend 5 to 6 years in undergrad. Yeah.
Well, I mean, undergrad's a scam just like law school's a scam, right? I mean, I think... I'm willing to agree with Alex that it all seems kind of unnecessary. You know, it's bloated, it's drawn out, it's not focused, it's not specifically, you know, it sounds like in Mexico, it's probably a lot more like professional training where you're done with high school. Okay, good. Let's get serious. Let's get a career. And it's more like just professional school right away. Whereas in our system, it's like, well, we want you to go find yourself for 4 years. And then even in law school, we want you to explore your options and, you know, all this lofty rhetoric. And then you'll actually get to work.
You know, I'm just remembering something else about that study that that book mentioned. It did say that some people who took that test their freshman year and then took it later, maybe their junior year or senior year, did make extraordinary progress.
Hmm.
And when they tried to try to investigate, like, okay, why did some people make a lot of progress and other people didn't? I think, and I'll have to reread this, but I think a lot of it had to do with how much the student put in, which isn't shocking.
Yeah.
And I think the point was, hey, worry less about the schools you go to, worry more about what you do once you get there. Are you going to go there and challenge yourself, take good classes, learn from the best professors, or are you just going to go there and check boxes, right?
Yeah. 100%.
Cool.
Thanks, Alex, for writing in. You can email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.